The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The very first thing I want to talk about, though, is a letter that appeared in the Irish Times last week. Now, I'm going to read that letter to you. It's very short, only about four paragraphs, so bear with me. Sir, Taoiseach Simon Harris rightly condemns the recent threats made against him and his family. They are absolutely unacceptable. In this context, I find it inexplicable that the band Kneecap are so widely feted in Ireland, despite telling an audience that the only good Tory is a dead Tory and calling on them to kill their local MP. Their lead singer defiles the tricolour by wearing it as a balaclava, and their very name appears to reference the barbarous IRA practice of shooting civilians in the kneecaps and legs as a form of grotesque punishment. One of the band is facing charges in the UK for expressing support for terrorist organisations. The failure to unequivocally condemn Kneecap for calling for lethal violence against politicians only serves to normalise the kind of distressing threats the Taoiseach and his family are experiencing. Yours, Dr. Peter Boylan, Ranelagh, Dublin 6. Now, if that name means anything to you, it's because you probably have heard him. On this show and elsewhere, introduces Dr. Peter Boylan, the former master of the National Maternity Hospital and chairman of the Institute of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and the author of In the Shadow of the Eighth. And Peter is with me in studio. Peter, thank you very much for joining us. Before we explore the content of the letter, what prompted you to write it?
Primarily the lack of any reference to Kneecap's comments in by Irish politicians or indeed by the media, a particular absence. For example, on the Brendan O'Connor show at 11 o'clock, Brenda Power, who had referenced the letter in her column, and there was a discussion about threats to politicians, in particular reference to Simon Harris, obviously, but nobody mentioned Kneecap. And there seems to be a sort of a studious avoidance of the mention of them as being part of the problem when it comes to threats to politicians, particularly in this country.
Okay, so explain to me then in what way you see them as part of the problem.
By the comments that I referenced in the letter to the Irish Times last week, calling for the death of your local MP, the only good Tory is a dead Tory, and that sort of thing is, and wearing a balaclava, which is what the IRA used when they were dishing out punishment to people without trial, no presumption of innocence until they've gone through a trial, shooting them in the legs, in the knees, beating them with crowbars. That's what kneecapping is all about. And for the band to use that term, I think, is grossly offensive to people in this country, both north and south, through what they suffered from what the IRA did over those years.
I guess there'll be a certain cohort of people, though, for whom it isn't offensive.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. And I accept that totally. But I think a lot of that probably is based on a lack of knowledge of what kneecapping was, the use of the balaclava, and the sort of acquisition of the flag as a weapon, really, the tricolour as a weapon. And I think people just don't understand what actually went on and what kneecapping actually is. It's a barbaric form of punishment dished out without any trial.
That may be true of some younger people in the South. I mean, there surely are amongst the fans of Kneecap people in the North who would have even first-hand experience of this type of thing, and they won't find it offensive.
Probably, but remember the whole troubles, if you like, finished up around about the mid-1990s. That's coming up to 30 years ago. So I think most of Kneecap's fans, if you like, are probably not of an age. You'd want to be sort of in your 50s to be of an age to remember what happened during those times.
The cause they made at that concert, the only good Tory is a dead Tory, kill your local MP. They were condemned by some, but not by others. And Simon Harris and Simon Harris's officer are perfectly entitled to get in touch and clarify this. As I understand, didn't outright condemn them, or certainly didn't unequivocally condemn them. He asked for clarification and welcomed clarification. after the fact. I mean, I think Micheál Martin, for what it's worth, was more condemnatory in his statement. He was asked about it at the time. There was a real sense, and I don't know if this is the sense you got, but when this story broke earlier this year, that senior politicians here really wanted to avoid saying anything one way or the other about NECAP.
Yeah, that's the impression I have, and I think it's a fair impression, because almost nothing is said about them now, and people condemn, with rightfully so, obviously, the assassination of politicians or other people like Charlie Kirk, but fail to mention in any way the rhetorical stuff that NECAP come out with, and repeatedly come out with, supporting, for example, Hezbollah, who are responsible for the death of Sean Rooney, an Irish soldier. So, you know, that's pretty despicable stuff. But yet our politicians don't seem to be able to come out and say this is totally unacceptable, what the band are saying is unacceptable, and they should not be facilitated in this country in performing.
Is there an argument, and we'll get to what NECAP had to say about what they said, but is there an argument that you focus more attention on the band and what they said by commenting on it? You know, the Streisand effect, I think it's called, kind of in the online world.
I know, yeah.
But rather that they'll feel that NECAP are not the only rap group that have, you know, references to violence or violent imagery, and not the only kind of musical genre either. I mean, we've been talking about punk music with Tom Dunn on this show for the last few weeks, and you'd probably find plenty of examples there that politicians will feel, we can't be going around condemning every new single from these bands.
No. They don't all support Hezbollah, who killed an Irish soldier. They don't all call for the death of a local MP and say that the only good party political politician is a dead one, no matter what the party is. So rap music is fine, and NECAP have some talents, I'm sure, but this sort of speech in public is totally unacceptable to thousands upon thousands of people.
NECAP, I think, after the fact, they issued an apology to David Ames's family and to Joe Cox's family for any offence caused. There are, of course, two Tory MPs who have been killed in recent years. And then what they said was, they said people shouldn't have take our comments in the literal sense. They are satire. It is hyperbole. They're part of our cultural expression as a band.
Calling for the assassination and death of politicians, no matter what the context, is totally unacceptable in a democracy. That's not who we are, and it's not who we want, I believe, who the Irish people want representing them on the stage with the tricolour on a balaclava, waving Irish flags and so on. That's not what we want, Irish bands calling for the deaths of the assassination of politicians with whom they happen to disagree. That's not democracy.
There'll be people listening to this, and I'm sure they're texting in, or they will be saying, you know, we saw democracy in its pure sense in action in Stradbally when there wasn't a single soul at any other act while NECAP were playing. That there are plenty of people who feel that they represent young people in Ireland.
You put your finger on it there, young people in Ireland who unfortunately may not fully understand the implications of the word NECAP. As I said before, the utterly reprehensible punishment of people by shooting them in the legs, beating them with iron bars, and these people still carry the scars of that, both physical and emotional. And it really is absolutely unacceptable to think that that's fun, or that it's good music or good entertainment to call for the death, the assassination of politicians in modern democracies. And some, you know, some disturbed person out there might well hear this and say, okay, well, it actually is permissible now because so many thousands of people are supporting them. They're calling for the death of local MPs, local TDs. Maybe I'll go out and do it and, you know, I might be famous. And there are disturbed people, unfortunately, out in society, facilitated by social media, as we all know, which amplifies these problems.
Do you worry that we could be heading in that direction? Society in this country.
Yeah, you don't want to be alarmist, obviously, but I mean, there have been genuine death threats against Simon Harris, and yet he deflects questions about NECAP and doesn't come out and say, look, this sort of rhetorical stuff facilitates the sort of threats that he's getting.
Before I let you go then, the lead singer defies the tricolour by wearing it as a balaclava. Is it because of the nature of the balaclava and how it was worn? Is that the defilement?
It is, yes. The balaclava was worn by the IRA and is worn by terrorists and by gangsters and so on when they don't want to be recognised because they're doing their nefarious things, including murdering people, murdering completely innocent
people. It's worn by police forces sometimes, I think, when they're arresting members of organised crime groups because they don't want to be recognised either.
Exactly, because their lives will be put at risk if the police officers are recognised by thugs and other gangsters. But no, I mean, throwing bombs into crowded pubs while you're wearing a balaclava is what is associated in a lot of people's minds, many people's minds who remember what went on in the north of Ireland with the IRA.
So ultimately, your hope is what? Is that when stories like this emerge? Now, I think the concert actually was 2023 initially, and NECAP were nowhere near as famous as they are now, which is why a lot of this went under the radar at the time.
Yes.
But it emerged earlier this year that our politicians, and Simon Harris included, would be much more unequivocal in their condemnation. Is that it? Is that your hope?
Well, they haven't been. They haven't been, and they need to get out there and be unequivocal. I think they're probably afraid of losing the young vote. But actually, acquiescing, if you like, and not coming out and condemning these things in a very vigorous and open way facilitates the repetition of these sort of things, which then facilitates more threats to them. So it's a sort of a vicious circle. I think they need just to have a bit of courage and come out and utterly condemn this sort of thing outright, without any equivocation, without any saying, oh, it was in context, and without any saying, oh, we apologise if it offended somebody. I mean, that's the usual mealy-mouthed so-called apology that is completely meaningless, and we all recognise that.
Peter, thanks for joining us.
Not at all.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.